At the Inspirational Living Podcast, we honor the entrepreneurial spirit. But if you've ever started a new business, you know the challenges are many. It seems like your to-do list keeps growing every day. Finding the right tool that not only helps you out but simplifies everything can be a real game changer. For millions of small business owners, that tool is Shopify. Did you know that 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. is powered by Shopify? That's because Shopify makes it quick and easy to build a beautiful online store to match your brand. Backed with AI tools, they also accelerate content creation, such as product descriptions, page headlines, and product photography. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/inspirational. Go to shopify.com/inspirational. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from Happiness Road by Alice Hagen Rice, published in 1942. Religion in its highest and most intense manifestation results in the spiritual enlightenment we call mysticism. It is an emotional perception and personal experience of the immediate presence of God. As the heights of poetry and the other arts have been reached by a Shakespeare, a Beethoven, a Michelangelo, so have the heights of communion with God been attained by geniuses of the spiritual realm. For it happens sometimes that someone who is far advanced in the life of the spirit transcends the physical self and attains to a vital relationship with the divine. And having done so, they are thus enabled to reach higher levels than ordinary people. The mystical experience of such a person has nothing to do with abstract ideas concerning the nature of God, the origin of being, or the immortality of the soul. It is a personal revelation born of a passionate desire for spiritual enlightenment, and springs from a humble and childlike willingness to accept revelation. Quakers, prophets, and saints have all claimed to have attained this personal contact with God, and all declare that it has lifted them above the exigencies of the present and brought them into unmistakable awareness of the imminence of the imminent one. If humanity's testimony to other things down the ages has been believed, surely the assertion of this fact should be also believed. Think of Christ, Buddha, Muhammad. It was not so much their teachings that affected their times as the imprint of their mystical personalities. Christ left no written word on which to found a religion, yet in 3 brief years he made such an impression on his followers that through them his influence has grown and spread for 20 centuries. Mysticism, in its highest meaning, is no sentimental and abnormal state. It is merely religion transcendent of all that is in opposition to the divine order. By constantly transmitting the light of God, it seeks to banish the darkness of evil. Bergson calls mystics the forerunners of the race. They are ordinarily regarded as unworldly, he writes. But no more perfect men and women of the world exist, for the world in which they live is the whole universe. Only a few can attain to great spiritual heights, but we can all acquire a more personal and intimate fellowship with that supreme indwelling presence, who is the source of our being. One of the first steps necessary is self-simplification, the purging of ourselves of all superfluous actions, sensations, and emotions. Once the physical body has faded from consciousness, the spiritual makes itself felt, and the individual life is merged with the universal. A freedom beyond friction, a calm that transcends storms, attends this mystic union. Such achievements, however transitory, leave lasting impressions. When in the depths of sorrow or distress we feel the wind of the angel's wing, or hear the whisper of divine compassion, we gain what nothing can take away. People who have experienced this divine assurance have transcended the direst calamities and surmounted the most tragic obstacles. Jesus said, "I and the Father are one," and insofar as we accept and act upon the belief in God's immanence in our own lives, can we make the same claim? The mystic, above all women and men, has solved the secret of happiness, for they know that by seeing with the eyes of the Spirit, even when the physical eyes are blinded with tears, they can find peace. Each of us should have a sanctuary, a secret place where we can set aside temporal affairs and give ourselves over completely to the things of the Spirit. It is not necessary to seek the high altar for this. Sanctuary means only a place where God is realized, and it may be anywhere that the soul is alone and free to face itself without disturbance. In nature, we find an ideal sanctuary. In her vast peace and sanity, one's petty complaints and discontents shrink to insignificance. We do not know how she communicates her secrets to us, but alone in her presence we breathe deeper, think clearer, pray more wisely. To be with God for an hour, a minute, or even for a second, means a renewal of life and a surer vision. After such a personal experience, one knows with divine certainty where to go for strength and help in a time of need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.